Hey guys, thanks for listening to another episode of Woman Real Bandit Radio. I am here to talk about the Travis Scott and Drake concert, but Travis Scott was the headliner for the Astroworld concert in Houston, Texas. Okay, I just want to get right into it. My heart and my prayers go out to those who have been directly affected by what occurred a few days ago at this concert, those who lost family members and people that they love, friends. My heart goes out to all those affected. Now, I have been doing some research on this and reading some articles about what happened. And I have a few questions. And I've actually come to two conclusions as well. My first conclusion is clearly there was no organization amongst Travis Scott's team or Drake's people. Also, the venue itself, the security, how they organize the events, what is in place in the event that the crowd becomes unruly and out of control. It doesn't seem like they had any sort of emergency protocols in place. It doesn't seem that they had it well organized. And it also says in a few articles that Travis Scott did stop several times during the concert to try to get a hold of the crowd. I just kind of feel that it was not enough and it should have been stopped entirely, completely. He perhaps at that time might not have noticed because there were so many people there, so it was hard to figure out what was actually going on. Perhaps it was that. But also, he did have the power to stop and tell people to please move out of the way because there was clearly an ambulance there trying to get through. It was just a complete out of control event where minors, people, meaning people under the age of 18, were actually killed, and very young people. I just can't put my head around what exactly occurred. They're saying that people were trampled to death because of the crowd moving towards the front of the stage, and Drake and Travis hyped up the crowd and people somehow lost control and went crazy. I'm not sure. It could also be a combination of people being away for the last year and a half because of the pandemic and just kind of being cooped up in their homes, or just for some people, it might be their first outing they've had in a very long time. But still, there's no excuse for the behavior of those at the concert, how they acted and how they also have helped contribute to casualties and injuries of others. So let's also make no mistake about it that people also acted in a way that they should not have been, and there should have been some sort of control from Travis Scott's team, the actual venue, the security. Everybody was there, the police. It just seems like no one had control and there was no backup plan. So if something, you know, this is already a very, very tragic event. In the event that something else happened, it seems like these places are not prepared. They are not organized to handle the amount of people. And also, if a large amount of people become unruly, they don't seem to have a backup plan on how to gain control of the crowd. So my opinion for people, you know, to avoid things like this, you can't go to concerts where there's going to be thousands of people hundreds of people somewhere crammed in a space, because unfortunately something is bound to happen. And it's sad to say, but you know, these artists, you know, Drake and Travis, they got their money from the venue because of people paying to see them. So they got their pay. It's the people, it's us, it's fans who actually make these people who they are. I'm just very disappointed. I don't know about Drake being on stage too long to even, I'm not sure the details as far as how long he was actually in fact on stage, but they do refer to Travis often because he was the headliner, so he would be on stage more for a longer period of time. But I still expected them to figure something out. It was terrible. It was just out of control. A lot of people screaming. They couldn't breathe. They were crushed. And there was no stopping. It just continued. And it's just a tragic event. And for anybody who likes to attend concerts, I love concerts as well. I love attending them. I will not be attending until something is done to maintain and promise that the safety of people attending these events is their top priority. Because at this point, that's what needs to be put in place. It needs to be enforced. That if I'm attending an event, I need to make sure that there are enough people here between the police and the security who organize the event with the venue, in case something were to go down at an event with a large amount of people, that there is some sort of order in place, some sort of plan that they would be able to enforce in order to put people in their place, in order to gain control over a large crowd. I don't understand. I'm just heartbroken with what's been going, what I've been hearing about this. It's terrible to even think about. And I'm sure the, you know, Travis and Drake are also going through their own issues as well. I'm a huge Drake fan. So I can understand where they're confused and they might not have known, but I mean, come on, Travis, when you did see it on the ambulance there, I'm just surprised that he didn't stop the crowd immediately and say, move to the side, let's gain some control, there's an ambulance here. Maybe he did reference that quick, briefly, but it wasn't enough. He needed to stop the concert. It needed to stop. People already paid for their tickets. The crowd was out of control. People were jumping on stage trying to tell the security that people were dying. It was terrible. Absolutely terrible. Nothing like that should ever, ever happen again. That was uncalled for, unnecessary deaths, injuries, thinking that you're attending a concert and you just want to have a good time listening to your favorite artist, and just to end up dead is absolutely, absolutely devastating. It's devastating to think about, to hear, and to also be in that family's position to find out that their loved one has passed over going somewhere just to have fun, thinking that they were being safe outside where there is presumed to be enough space for everyone to spread out and see. I'm just appalled by everything that has taken place. I blame the team of the performers. I blame the venue for not paying attention to the crowd, not having some sort of control. It just seemed like it was out of control. Way too many people. And maybe, you know, I'm not a big person on conspiracy, but maybe there was some sort of inside job done to incite the crowd to become very wild. And also, you know, they're saying that a security guard was injected with a drug. He was pricked in the neck by something, and he lost consciousness and had to be revived. And perhaps that's also what was happening to people too. They were being injected with things and they were dying on the spot. And it's just terrible. Terrible. When something this large occurs, there needs to be some sort of control. People, you know, have to be spread apart. Perhaps maybe some rules need to be put in place. But once again, it's all for the money at all costs by any means necessary to make money. And there's no thought in the safety of the people attending the concerts. And there should be something in place. I absolutely feel that something should be in place for those who are attending these concerts, making these artists rich and be able to live lavish lifestyles. There should also be something in place for those who actually have paid their tickets and, you know, they're not expecting to come out in a body bag from trying to just see their favorite artist and have a good time. I don't think that's the way it should be. Nobody thinks that's the way it should be. It's absurd. I believe that the venues that hold large concerts indoors and outside should have control over large crowds of people and really kind of figure out what we're going to do in the event of this happening or that. We're living in a world, we're not in the 40s, 50s, or 60s where things might have been able to have huge crowds of people. Like, for instance, Woodstock took place and thousands of people were outside freaking out and on drugs for like, I don't know how long that lasted, a day or a week. I have to look up the information. And that was way before my time. So, but I heard about Woodstock. So if you know your history, you know certain, you know, events of history that took place and something like that. It's not like, you know, it was a little safer back then to gather in large crowds. Now we have to worry about people walking around injecting people with stuff, people trying to start things, conspiracy theorists who are coming out, fucking freaks from underneath the damn rugs and rocks in which they came out of, people who want to harm others and, you know, bring weapons to things like this. It's terrible to think that you have to be on such an alert. But these are the times we are living in, guys. These are the times we're living in. You can't expect to go to a large event and not have that in the back of your head, that where am I going to go? Where are the exits? Let me, you know, scope out the room to see, in the event that I have to run, where am I going to go? Unfortunately, this is the world we are living in right now. And it's only going to get worse. But because of the events that are happening and because of the way things are now, I'm very surprised that a concert that large was able to take place during a pandemic. I'm not a Debbie Downer, but I feel like there should have been a little bit of some sort of a restriction, maybe something worked out with his management team where they had half of a crowd one day and then another. I don't even know how long Astroworld was. I don't know if it was a full day. I guess it was an evening. But there should have been something worked out so there wasn't such a large crowd. But once again, money over people's lives. That's what it comes down to. Money, greed, making sure the government keeps running. I don't know. It could be a great many things as far as like, you know, money talks. Okay. And your bullshit is always going to just walk and be fucking air. Okay. Let's be real about it. Money talks and it rules the world. No matter how we want to look at it, you can't survive without money. and it makes people greedy and do crazy things. That's the problem. And this is an example of this venue wanting to make their money back from trying to recoup what they didn't do last year, and also the artists who might have, you know, need to recoup from money that they spent last year, and they decided to have a concert like this. I mean, it's ludicrous to think about that your safety is not top priority, and you're just there and you're just a sheep in the crowd. You're just cattle. And they're there to perform, and they could care less about actually connecting to the crowd. And that was something he did. Now, I'm going to say this. If it was a different kind of artist who was performing, I absolutely think they would have stopped. I don't think this would ever. And I'm not just saying it because I'm a fan of these people. But if it was a Beyoncé concert, I mean, come on. People gather to see Beyoncé by the thousands and hundreds as well outside. And you don't hear about these things happening at her concerts. They're very organized. I don't think she would be watching an ambulance pull up and continue to sing. I just don't. I don't think some of the other seasoned performers, you know, maybe some of the old school people like Janet Jackson, can you imagine? They wouldn't have that stuff wasn't happening at their concerts. You know, I don't know. Like, there are so many people that I'm thinking of, like Taylor Swift. she draws thousands at a time as well for a concert, selling out venues everywhere. And you don't hear about these things happening. But these people were so hyped up at Travis Scott's headlining concert at Astroworld that, I mean, fatalities occurred. This is just horrible. And it's bad. And it's not his fault that people died. But I do feel that there was some accountability as far as his team. Stop telling him to stop the concert. That's what I'm trying to get at. His team should have told him to stop. It was just all the way around. Management was terrible. Those who are in charge of the venue, all the management is bad, because none of it was able to stop this. The concert continued during all of this. It's almost to the point where people should smarten up and not go to these concerts anymore until something is put in place to ensure your safety while attending these events. That's what I feel people should do. Stop going to these large events until your safety is top priority and there is a plan in place to ensure that you're going to walk out just like you walked in to the event. The same way. Not that you're going to come out in a body bag, but you're going to be able to walk out alive and safe. That's how I feel, guys. Let me know how you feel, if you have any personal experiences with large events or gatherings, or if you've attended a concert and you've seen things happen, or if you just want to share your experience. I'd like to get it out there. I'm also going to blog about this and write my own opinionated blog regarding this event and what may have been the culprit. And I'm going to let you guys know when I finish writing that, after I finish a little bit more research. And you are welcome to leave me a message. I will put it, like I said, out there. We can discuss this because this is very important. I want to know what your opinion is, and I want to know if you have a story. I want to know. You are listening to Woman Well-Rounded Radio.